De la route 66, chère au cœur des rockers, à la Highway 61 de Bob Dylan, voici Crossroad, l'émission qui parcourt avec vous et pour vous l'Amérique musicale et plus encore. Bonsoir, c'est Crossroad, comme tous les jeudis soirs maintenant, de 21h à 22h. Vous êtes à l'écoute de RVB 96.3. Et on va revenir sur l'émission de la semaine dernière. Ce documentaire qui a été tourné en 1975, en novembre, en décembre, il y a 50 ans. C'est pour ça d'ailleurs que j'ai pris le soin de vous en parler lors de cette émission passée. Ce Hearthstone Highway, donc, c'était un film sur la naissance du mouvement Outlaws qui a révolutionné la musique à Nashville dans les années 70. Et aujourd'hui, on va faire le tour, après avoir écouté la semaine dernière la bande originale du film avec grand nom de la country music américaine, que ce soit Town Van Zandt, Guy Clark ou Rodney Crowell, et bien ce soir on va écouter les autres Outlaws dont on n'en a pas mentionné les noms ou du moins les chansons dans l'émission précédente. Donc on va écouter ce soir une sélection des meilleurs morceaux des Outlaws enregistrés dans les années 70 à Nashville essentiellement.
Honky tonk blue, hey, the honky tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky tonk blue. Well, I went to a dance and I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose them jumping honky tonk blue. Hey, the honky tonk blue. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue. Honky-tonk blue, hey, the honky-tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and scat right back to my pappy's farm and leave his honky-tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blue. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue.
Pourquoi Hank Williams, qui lui enregistrait dans les années 40, au début d'une émission sur les Outlaws? Eh bien, c'est parce que Hank Williams, on peut le considérer comme notre grand-père et notre père à nous tous. Il a influencé la musique américaine dans beaucoup, beaucoup de domaines, que ce soit la country, que ce soit le blues, que ce soit le rhythm and blues, que ce soit la musique traditionnelle. Il est partout, Hank Williams, et tous les gens qu'on va écouter ce soir se sont tous référés à son héritage.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. Now, I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Mike, Texas with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Baby,
baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out of Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Looking Back Texas, c'est un morceau qui est chanté par Waylon Jennings et Willie Nelson. Ce sont deux piliers du mouvement Outlaws, deux des membres fondateurs de ce mouvement, tout à fait informel néanmoins. Et Looking Back, c'est, je vous en ai déjà parlé dans plusieurs émissions, c'est un petit peu le berceau de la country music texane et également le berceau donc en partie de ce mouvement Outlaws qui s'est ensuite développé à Nashville. Les Highwaymen, c'est un des premiers supergroupes qui a été monté dans les années 70 par Waylon Jennings et Willie Nelson, et avec également Kris Kristofferson et Monsieur Johnny Cash. Et les Highwaymen, ça a été un grand moment, en particulier quand ils chantent Big River.
I cried for that woman, they're gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. I heard my dream went back downstream for Fortin and Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when she called.
Eyebrows and went on down alone. Well, I pulled into Natchez next day down the river, but there wasn't much there to make around to stay very long. When I left, it was raining, so nobody saw me cry. Big river, why she doing me this way? Down the Baton Rouge River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me.
I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry.
And I
showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Big River, The Highwaymen. Les membres donc de ce groupe des Highwaymen, c'est Johnny Cash, je vous l'ai dit, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings et également Kris Kristofferson. On va pour l'instant écouter les trois premiers, puis ensuite plus tard dans l'émission, on écoutera Kris Kristofferson. On commence par Johnny Cash.
Country boy, ain't got no shoes. Country boy, ain't got no blues. Well, you work all day while you want to play in the sun and the sand with a face that's tan. But at the end of the day, when your work is done, you ain't got nothing but fun. Country boy, don't owe no bills. Country boy, ain't got no ills. You get a wiggly worm and then you watch him squirm while you put him on a hook and then you drop him in the brook. And if everything's gonna turn out right, you're gonna fry fish tonight. Country boy, you're lucky free. Country boy, I wish I was you and you was me. Country boy, you got work to do. Country boy, in the morning dew. You gotta cut all the weeds, you got to plant the seeds. There's many a row, you know you gotta hoe. But when it's quitting time and your work is through, there's a lot of life in you. Country boy, got a shaggy dog. Country boy, up a holler log. Well, it comes in a run when you pick up your gun. You get a shell or two, and with your dog and you, when you get your rabbit, you'll skin his hide. He's gonna be good fried. Country boy, you got a lot to lose. Country boy, I wish that I was in your shoes.
Le blues sur RVP.
Monsieur Willie Nelson.
Biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. Play music if you don't know nothing to play. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Klan. The 6'5" John T was a hell of a man. Made a lot of money selling sheets on the family plan. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
RVB chante le blues.
pleasures of drinkers and moving does more than the same thing for me. Willie tells me the doers and thinkers say moving is the closest thing to being free. Well, his rosin's his riggings, laid back his wages, he's dead set on riding in the big rodeo. My woman's tied with an overdue baby. Willie keeps yelling, hey gypsy, let's go. Willie, you're wild as a Texas blue. Never will be a single soul living that can put brand or handle on Willie, wandering gypsy and me. The dance on the mountains, the shout in the canyons, the swarm in a loose herd like a wild buffalo. Jamming our heads full of figures and angles and telling us stuff that we already know. Willie, you're wild as blue Texas north. Betty rolled from the same makings as me. Lord, I reckon we're gonna ramble till hell.
Waylon Jennings, Willie le vagabond. Alors en fait, ces vagabonds de Outlaw qui sont venus depuis leur Texas natal jusqu'à Nashville, ils ont réussi à imposer leur volonté aux producteurs de disques de Nashville. À l'époque, c'était un sacré challenge parce qu'à Nashville, ça se passait, et ça se passe encore comme ça, il y a un auteur qui pose des paroles sur une feuille de papier, derrière vient un compositeur qui, lui, met une musique. Ensuite, un producteur travaille tout ça, essaye de trouver dans le millier, j'allais dire, de candidats à enregistrer à Nashville, on trouve un chanteur ou une chanteuse et on produit selon la volonté du producteur. Les musiciens sont attachés en général au studio, ils sont payés mensuellement par le studio et le chanteur, lui, eh bien, il est à la bonne volonté du distributeur et du producteur. Et surtout, on contrôle, surtout à cette époque-là, on contrôle les paroles, on ne parle pas d'alcool, on ne parle pas de femmes, on ne parle pas de drogue, on ne parle pas de vol, on ne parle pas d'un tas de choses. L'Amérique est extrêmement puritaine et les Outlaws eh bien, vont briser ce code en obligeant les studios de Nashville de les laisser enregistrer ce que eux voulaient jouer et raconter. Alors pour vous illustrer ce qu'on enregistrait à l'époque, j'ai sélectionné trois morceaux de Patsy Cline, Hank Thompson et Charlie Pride on va en écouter que des extraits, mais qui vont vous montrer ce qu'on écoutait à l'époque en 1970 à Nashville.
Crazy dreams are lingering on as I face an empty. I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Thank you. Elijah was wooden and he was standing by the door. He fell in love with Indian maid or an antique store. Elijah Young. Well, he stood there and said he never let it show. Hoped he could never answer yes or no, no, but no. Poor old Elijah never got a kiss. Sunday feathers and held a Tommy home. The maiden wore gabies and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah just stood there, said it's only as can be. Cause his heart was of an old pine knotted tree.
Voilà trois extraits, encore pas des plus mauvais, de ceux qu'on enregistrait dans les années 70 dans les studios de Music Row. Music Row, c'est le quartier où il y a tous les studios d'enregistrement et toutes les maisons de disques à Nashville. Et la semaine prochaine, on écoutera une dernière émission sur les Outlaws, mais avec les Outlaws, les successeurs en tout cas, ou les petits-fils des Outlaws actuels. On trouvera d'ailleurs des enfants des gens qu'on écoute aujourd'hui. Et je vous ferai écouter également, pareil, trois extraits ou quatre extraits de ce qu'on produit de plus, à mon avis, de plus commercial et de plus détestable à Nashville. En attendant, on repart au Texas avec Tom Palglazer, Tea for Texas.
We're tea for Texas. Tea for Tennessee. Tea for Texas. Tea for Tennessee. Tea for Thelma. The gal that made a wreck out of me. They don't want me, mama. Sure don't have to stall. Well, I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. But I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Cause it's Georgia water, tastes like turpentine.
get treated like a dirty dog. Women make a fool of me.
Pat Glaser aurait pu faire partie des Highwaymen puisqu'il était au tout début de l'aventure avec Waylon Jennings et Willie Nelson. On le trouve sur les premiers albums de Waylon Jennings et également sur ceux de Willie Nelson. Un autre véritable Highwayman, lui, c'est Chris Christopherson, connu pour ses rôles au cinéma, mais également membre fondateur, en quelque sorte, des Outlaws, et avec un énorme succès qui s'appelle Me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Superbe chanson de Janis Joplin, Me and My Bobby McGee. On va continuer avec une autre figure de ce mouvement Outlaws, un peu marginal, mais très marginal en général dans la vie, c'est George Jones, The Race is On.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
RVB chante le blues.
Baby, why you been
Jessie Coulter, une des rares femmes du mouvement Outlaws, elle a enregistré dans les premiers albums avec Waylon Jennings, justement. À la fin des années 70, c'est aussi la fin du mouvement Outlaws et qui va se rentrer tranquillement dans les rangs et qui va laisser malgré tout quelques chanteurs encore jeunes prendre la place de Waylon Jennings. Willie Nelson, il ne laissera jamais sa place puisque je vous signale qu'il sort encore un album par an alors qu'il a 89 ans ou pas loin de 90 ans. Hein. Et toujours la même voix et toujours la même pêche. Et donc, on va écouter maintenant quelques-uns de ses successeurs, on va dire, de la première vague. On va commencer par Mel Agar et puis ensuite ce sera Billy Joe Shaver.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Le blues sur RVP.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, perfect. Put a smile on everybody's face, and I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Shaking everybody's hand. just an old chunk of coal now, Lord. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Just an old chunk of coal now, Lord. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Mère Lagarde et ensuite Billy Shaver, deux chanteurs, un originaire du Texas, Billy Shaver, l'autre de Bakersfield en Californie. Et donc, tous les deux avec un parcours très tumultueux, des bagarres, de la prison, des divorces. Billy Joe Shaver a connu la mort de son fils à 38 ans, qui était un guitariste fantastique, Eddie Shaver. Et Mère Lagarde, il a aussi une vie très très agitée et très compliquée.
The band just stopped playing. They're sweeping the floor. The bartender's asking, who wants one more? And your head's on my shoulder. And Lord, I'm feeling fine. Oh, well,
le blues sur RVP.
February morning, my car won't start today. I turn the key at 8:03, with the battery passed away on Saturday night. Automobile, rats getting mad in the springtime, widows getting mad in the fall. I got married in high school, or I wouldn't have gotten married at all. I'll be driving my automobile, I'll be driving my automobile, I'll be driving my automobile, I'll be driving it all around.
Everybody said to the new groom, "Groom, what you gonna be?" I said, "I'm gonna be a symphony just as soon as I find a key to my automobile, on my automobile, all around for a cigarette." Columbus sailed the ocean, Moses parted the sea. Dolores left me yesterday, well, I think she took the key to my automobile, I'm on my automobile, I'm gonna drive it all around. Now I held a little bitty baby, I held a woman all night. Whenever I get the hiccups, I hold my breath till my head gets a light in the drive line. Automobile, I drive my automobile, I drive my automobile, I wanna drive it all around. And the battery passed away inside of my automobile. Automobile, I want that. Automobile, I want that. All around.
Man, it's a beautiful day for a ride.
Pal, get your head down. I can't see anything.
Come and give me a cigarette. I don't have to take my hands off the wheel.
We ought to take the air cleaner off for a second. Just so we can see what it really do. Uh-oh. Looks to me like a hospital zone.
John Prine, une des grandes, grandes, grandes voix de Nashville, un des ultimes, on peut dire, outlaws, qui est arrivé en fin d'histoire, mais qui a marqué, lui, à titre personnel, la musique de Nashville par une voix absolument unique, des compositions exceptionnelles et surtout des arrangements musicaux qui plus est, qui sont à tomber par terre. On va finir l'émission avec Lee Clayton. Lee Clayton, c'est... lui aussi, un vieux chanteur de country, à cheval sur les deux styles, mais qui a composé une chanson qui s'appelait « Ladies Love Outlaws ». Et on pense en général que cette chanson a inspiré le mouvement Outlaws pour trouver ce nom.
Silky hat, and teach him he can trust me like a brother. And one day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna rise. We're gonna rise. Woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes, with just a touch of sadness in her fingers, and thunder and lightning in her thighs. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Alors, comme il nous reste encore un petit peu de temps, on va prendre le plaisir de d'écouter quand même le monsieur Outlaws, c'est-à-dire Willie Nelson, Whiskey River, dernière chanson de l'émission.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I've got, take care of me. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. Of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind.
Take my mind.
Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River. take care of me.
C'était Crossroads, comme tous les jeudis soirs sur RVB de 21h à 22h, 96.3. Et surtout, vous pouvez nous retrouver à travers les podcasts sur www.rvb-radio.fr. Voilà, c'est ça Manu. Manu qui officie avec beaucoup de brio à la technique pour me soutenir. Et donc, on se retrouvera pour ce troisième volet donc, sur les fameux Outlaws. Des années 70. On se retrouvera jeudi prochain avec une émission sur les, en quelque sorte, les nouveaux Outlaws, c'est-à-dire les descendants de cette bande de fous des années 70. Allez, je vous dis bonsoir et puis on se retrouve la semaine prochaine. Salut!